Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. Clerk will note the roll. Quorum being present. Committee members, I apologize for this, but the committee, we are going to have to recess to the call of the chair. That'll be about 9:15 p.m. So we are in recess to the call of the chair. Thank you. I'm going to call the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration back to order. I want to apologize for the delay. Appreciate everybody's patience on coordinating. The Ways and Means Committee is over, so we can resume. May I have a motion to approve the minutes for Friday, April 29th?
So moved.
Representative Hamilton moves the minutes for Friday, April 29th, 2011. Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those
aye.
No, the motion prevails. Calendar for the day of Thursday, May 5th, 2011. I'm going to move the proposed calendar for Thursday, May 5th, 2011. Find in your packets. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Motion prevails. House legal fees. I'd now like to move the legal fees portion. It's in your agenda. And right now, this is a policy that we normally do. We have a rate that we fix for recounts that the Rules Committee addresses on a race-by-race basis. We have that set at $200 an hour, which is our stipulation. We're not proposing to change that. Mr. Crowe's at the testifiers table. Could you just give us a very brief recap of why we do this, how we do this, and what we're looking at in the packet?
Mr. Chair, members, Greg Crowe, Co-Controller of the House. You have a packet in front of you that's got a memo from me, a description of the House legal fee policy, a two-page spreadsheet that describes the billing and the maximum amount allowed under the $200 limit. Two of the bills exceeded the $200 limit, so there's the billing amount and the maximum amount allowed, and then a copy of the bills. The House legal fee policy allows for payment for candidate legal expenses under an automatic recount, and I think that's it, unless you have specific questions about the individual bills or the spreadsheet.
Representative Norton.
Yeah, I just had a question as I looked through this as to one of the individuals is significantly almost twice as much as most of the others in the hours billable. Is there an explanation for that?
Economists, they always cost more.
Thank you, Representative Norton. And I don't have the spreadsheet in front of me. Could you perhaps?
It's just in the billing. The House seat 15B, one of the billable hours is 71 hours, where the rest seem to be 18 or 28, or it's significant. It just stood out.
That would be the King Banyan race. I think there may have been some. We have one of the attorneys, Reed LeBeau, could maybe come up to the testifier table since you stuck around. Maybe you can introduce yourself for the record and perhaps answer Representative Norton's question about why that particular race might be a little higher than some of the others.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Reed LeBeau with the Jacobson Buffalo Law Firm, Representative Norton. The reason the hours billable in that race is higher is during that recount, I attended all of the canvassing board meetings in all the counties, Sherburn County, Benton County, and Stearns County. I also did a training for Mr. Banyan's volunteer team prior to the election, so the billing was higher. Additionally, what we learned after the Coleman recount a few years back was that you may waive certain things if you go to a contested case or you go to court if you don't waive them during the recount. So our strategy going into the recount was that we were litigation ready.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hillstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Why should we pay for training that was done prior to the election?
Mr. LeBeau.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Pilsen, sorry, this vote. Prior to the recount, not prior to the election.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Representative Howes.
Probably shouldn't ask, but I'm going to ask. If there was consultation or training for Representative Banyan's folks, was there training and consultation for his opponent?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Howes, not that I can talk to. If their attorney did that, I'd be aware of it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. LeBeau. Representative Howes, I think both caucuses hire the legal teams for the recount, and we approve an hourly rate, and there are certain things that they do, and it's part of their services.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hillstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So going forward on the record, we can, for recounts, get reimbursed for training for volunteers for the recount going forward. We just want to make sure we know what the rules are going forward, Mr. Chair.
Perhaps Mr. Crowe could come forward and you can talk about perhaps a little bit more of the history that might be helpful for a lot of us within the approved legal fees and so forth as we talk about recounts.
Mr. Chair and members, I don't have the detailed billing from the previous 2 years ago. Legal fees, maybe Mr. McCormick recollects that, but I don't know off the top of my head what the extent of the billing that was allowed under those previous resolutions.
Mr. Chairman, I think I can maybe answer part of that since I did the election 2 years ago prior to this one. We did do training in that recount as well.
Thank you, Mr. LeBeau. And I have a memo from Budget and Accounting. To me, regarding legal fees, that the services provided generally meet the criteria in the House legal fee policy, which is also in the packets. Representative House.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, I did find a statement to the effect that there was training and there were fees provided for the benefits.
Okay. Oh, Representative Norton, I'm sorry.
Yeah, just as a follow-up. So the question I would ask the testifier is, you have 71 billable hours for the King Banyan 15B race. You also represented Calby Woodward in 25B and Rich Murray in 27A. Did you not do trainings in those, and if not, why?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Norton, I did do trainings in those other races, but I wasn't present during the recount day. I had other volunteers that were actually there during the recount, so you'll see in the billing that I didn't attend those recounts on the actual day of, I think it was November 29th, actually. But I did do the work, data practices requests, the reviewing the election tapes, the under-calculating the undervote, overvote, and advising the candidates on the recount issues.
Representative Norton.
Mr. Chair, I'm new to all this, so I'm sorry, but I guess I would question then, if you're not needed to be there present because you've trained people, why would you be there for one and not the others and bill for one and not the others?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Norton, I chose the Banyan recount because Mr. Banyan on election day had won by 10 votes and the others had won by significantly more. And so it seemed prudent that focusing on Mr. Banyan was priority.
Thank you, Representative Norton.
Thank you.
And I do see from the packet of information from Weinblatt and Gaylord from the attorneys that they are also billing for and receiving payment for preparation and training for conduct training of staff for recount. So I noticed that that is on Mr. Weinblatt's bill as well. I don't see that he is here, but I do see that that is in the packet. Is there any other discussion? Seeing no other discussion, we're just going to have to go through and vote these through one at a time, and if there's other further discussion, just interrupt me. But I would move the 2011 Banyan Resolution. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion prevails. I'd move the 2011 Woodard Resolution. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion prevails. I would move the 2011 Murray Resolution. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion prevails. I would move the 2011 Lewis 1 Resolution. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion prevails. I would move the 2011 Bly Resolution. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion prevails. I'd move the 2011 Brown Resolution. Is there any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That will conclude the discussion for the legal bills that are before us. All those have been approved for payment. Our next item of business will be waiver of deadlines for House File 1425. We'll move Representative Anderson's bill. If she could come to the testifier's table, the bill's here because it missed deadline. We will need to vote to waive the deadline, and then we can consider moving it. So pursuant to Joint 2.01 and House Concurrent Resolution 1, I would move that the House Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration waive the deadlines for further actions on House File 1425. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion prevails. Representative Anderson would now move to send House File 1425 to the General Register. Is there any further discussion? I see Representative Mary Murphy would like to testify. Is there any other discussion from the committee? Mary, do you want to?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I want to call your attention to two items that I brought up at committee meeting last night, and one item that I brought up at committee meeting twice before. And one of them is the amendment, the repeal of the crossed-out language on 14 on the bill to repeal the requirement to have a written record of each legislative district's boundaries. The advice that came to the committee, as I understand it, was it was no longer needed because of all our electronic, amazing ways of posting and publishing and all that kind of thing. I think that that is very important, that we have a written record, not only for availability to people that do not know or have electronic devices of any kind or the ability to get them or get to the libraries or whatever, but also for historical purposes. And we have always had a written descriptions of the boundaries of legislative districts. And I don't think now is the time to stop. And in committee, we were provided, each time it was brought up, we were provided a little bit more information, but also that it had been recommended by someone that this was not needed. Today, that came to a head when I received a visit from the reviser at the request of House Research that comes to our committee and advises us. And I understand the problems for the advisors committee and research in that it takes a long time and at the busy times of the legislative session, mistakes are made and we really don't know who watches. And if there's more than one plan, it takes a lot more time because as the current law stood, they have to make these descriptions for each plan. So I said I wasn't concerned so much about the plans that don't make it, but the plans that are enacted, or the plans that are ordered. The plan that is ordered, if we don't have one that is enacted, should be the written descriptions of the individual districts should be in every county, at least through the law libraries or the statute books. And the revisor that this took me, Mr. Lindeke, he agreed that it would not be an onerous burden if they only had to make one set of records of the written records of the boundaries of each legislative district at the end or when the enactment takes place. And there would be time before the next legislative session when, or the precinct caucuses, whichever takes place first, to do it if we gave them, you know, at least a month's notice. And we left it at that. This evening I talked with Representative Anderson, and she said we could work with that. And so I wanted to bring to attention that the issues that I brought up in committee, because I don't think we'll have another committee meeting before this comes to the floor, I wanted to, that I'm satisfied with that resolution if Representative Anderson appears when she brings the bill up, if she has an amendment to that effect. And I will forevermore be quiet until the next time they try to repeal that. I think that would serve our people, the people of Minnesota, the very best, that maybe a little slower in getting broadband or getting access to electronic media. And then also, are we going to have the same kind of electronic media with all the stuff that's on it today available 100 years from now? I don't have the answer to that. But I bet we will have paper and books and bright reading. But I might be wrong on that too. But that's the best I can do for now. Second issue that I want to bring before you for your consideration is that if this bill is going forward tonight as you're recommending and waiving it to be placed before the full House, the committee that took place last night was the first and only committee since the plan was revealed on Monday night at 6:30. The only committee where we had any discussion at all about the individual districts. My notes are not perfect, but I counted that we had definite references to 20 or 22 of the districts. But that leaves over 40 districts that we have not had review or discussion. My caucus in the House of Representatives and the committee people on Representative Anderson's committee from the DFL have some knowledge of each of the districts now, but not a thorough knowledge of which principles had the highest priorities for each of the legislative districts, and we do have questions. And I want you to consider how all of the people in the House of Representatives are going to gain that knowledge. I was awed by the quick responses that Representative Anderson had to the people that came to testify about the plan that was before us last night. She and members, the majority party members of the committee, had more knowledge than I could have imagined could have been gained in that 24-hour period. And I would like more of their knowledge to be expressed on the floor of the House. So I wonder if the Rules Committee could ask in the floor discussion that's available on television to the people of Minnesota so they can hear what the principles were, the predominant principles that were followed for setting the boundaries of each of the legislative districts in district, in each of the districts that we represent, so that our people have some verbal or some record of these are the things that we follow for a particular district, for every particular district in the state. Please consider my request.
Thanks, Representative Murphy. Representative Anderson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And members, I did have a conversation with Representative Murphy regarding concerns and meets and bounds. I have asked staff to put together an amendment that addressed the concerns that she has, so that we'll be ready for whenever this is taken up on the House floor.
Thank you, Representative Anderson. Is there any other discussion? Representative Thiessen.
Thank you. Just two clarifying questions. Do we, first of all, do you have any sense of when this is going to come up on the House floor?
Well, we will be moving it over there. Nothing in stone yet, so.
And the second thing is, do we know when the, and maybe this is for Representative Anderson, when the congressional maps what the plan is on that? I mean, that's separate from this bill, and I apologize for that, but since we're here, is there any, do you have any sense of that?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, since you've got me at the table. By May 23rd,
I predict.
Representative Thiessen, right now my focus has been on the legislative plan. I think it'll be before the 23rd. So
that's what Representative Westrum just said, so okay.
Insightful.
You are, yeah.
Representative Bryant.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Anderson, you may not be able to completely answer this, but the second aspect of Representative Murphy's testimony with regard to the principles that apply to each district and your ability to respond to that in the floor presentation, could you just respond to those concerns as best you're able?
Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Representative Reiner. The principles that we adopted on the House floor last week, those were the principles that were used for every single district within the state of Minnesota.
Representative Reiner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, certainly, broadly speaking, yes, but if you look at any single district, obviously you could say some of the principles were applied with different degrees of success than others, and in some districts one or other principle may not be in effect at all. So, and I think what I heard Representative Murphy asking for is a more explicit discussion of how the principles apply to the configuration of each district.
Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In the principles that we passed last week on the House floor, there's a prioritization of those principles, but they were all considered when we were looking at every single House district in the priority order that they are listed in the bill that you passed off the House.
Representative Brenner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We probably couldn't totally answer this without having the map in front of us, but are you saying that there are no district boundaries that don't completely support, that every single decision takes each of those priorities in the priority order that is in that legislation, that you needed to make no exceptions, no adjustments, no individual. I mean, it's hard for me to believe that you would not have to. The very nature of things coming from the general into the specific, I think, requires some modification of principles. So.
Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Representative Barnhart. There's a basket of principles that we have. We try to the best to do accomplish all of those within the parameters that we have and put together a plan based on that.
Further discussion?
Just one closing comment, please.
Representative Brenner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't have any further questions of Representative Anderson, but I would just say that I don't think you've substantively answered Representative Murphy's concerns.
Further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, Representative Anderson renews a motion to send House File 1425 to the General Register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No. No.
Motion prevails. With that, members, if there's any other further discussion? Seeing none, we are adjourned. Thank you, and appreciate everybody's patience for the rescheduling. Thanks. Mm-hmm.